Tattersall Castle Mound is in the oldest populated area of Seagolda. Dates indicate people have lived in this basin area downstream from the Gauir River, where the towns of Seagolda, Turaida and Kirmolda are now found. Since 2000 BC, early man lived here in settlements, where they fished, hunted, raised farm animals and cultivated crops. Archaeological excavations provide evidence that up until about the 7th century, Seagolda and the surrounding area was inhabited by the Semigallians of Vidzeme or Gauir. The rich live culture later boomed around the 11th century. Wooden castles and fortifications, used for cover in case of unexpected attack, were usually built on the steepest coast areas of the Gauir River. The names of the main district castle mounds, Tattersall, Turaida, Gobbisall, all carry the sounds of the Liv language. Castle mounds were manned by alert, bow-armed warriors. The surrounding atmosphere vibrated with the sound of the tools used by forgers, carpenters, potters and other craftsmen. To learn more about the Liv people and their imprint on the Latvian culture, please visit the exhibition about the Livs of Gauir in a Turaida Museum Reserve. All of the castle mounds surrounding Seagolda are close to the Gauir River or its tributaries. Three of the castle mound sides are demarcated by natural steep slopes, with a ditch and bulwark protecting the fourth side. Houses, outbuildings and a well were all placed behind the bulwark, which had a protective wooden wall built atop it. During the 13th century, the Tattersall Castle Mound, or Liv's Hill, was ruled by the Liv's chief, Dabrelis. An 8x75-metre-long bulwark was used to fortify the settlement. During the 13th century, multiple battles between the local tribes and the Knights of the German Order took place here. Liv chief Dabrelis was known as a tireless fighter against Christianity and the Germans who dared to impose their faith on the locals. A detailed description of the two battles near Tattersall Castle between the Livs and the Germans can be found in the Chronicle of Henry of Livonia. The first battle in 1206 resulted in an unsuccessful attempt to occupy the castle, while the second records a German triumph a few years later. From Tattersall Castle Mound, we encourage you to continue your journey and visit nearby Peter's Cave or Paradise Hill and the Ravens Ravine located on the other side of the Ravens Creek.
The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.